Before it happens, this will work, but you've got to make decisions, and Vinny, you've been right there making decisions, evaluating talent. As much as you make it a science, tell us what are the criteria that you're refining this year based on one more year of experience?
Well, it's like Mike said in that piece there, it is difficult at times because, you know, a lot of times you're looking at guys with a lot of potential, but we do have extensive criteria. I think it is important to get guys that not only can perform on the court, but are good guys, good off the court in the community and things, and try to represent the organization in a positive way. So all those things, guys that can stay with the speed of the game that we like to play right now. Obviously, we look at talent, we look at all those things, but there's a lot of criteria. I don't think there's one particular thing other than obviously we want talented guys that can play our pace, that are going to do a good job on and off the court, but it's not a perfect science, and you're going to make mistakes, but if you do your homework and you scout and do the proper things, and we get in rooms and we talk about certain players and we bring them in to work them out and kind of take a real serious long look at them, look at all their tapes of their games we can find, and talk to their family and their coaches and do an extensive
background check. It's really gotten a lot more like the NFL, really.
Yeah,
you
I
know,
mean,
just
there's
all
a
of
lot
the different things you've got to do.
I mean, there's a lot of things involved, and then, you know, you make the best educated guess that you can. It's not always going to be the perfect one, but you know, we feel we have an excellent team, we have excellent guys, and we're only going to get better. And obviously we got a little bit of a bump in the road right now, but a tough schedule, and we have a lot of games left. We'll get on a roll eventually, and hopefully that will be tonight in San Antonio.
Well, let's go through a couple of your players that were surprises and really took a step up last year, in particular Mr. Barbosa and Boris Diaw, and then you've added Jalen Rose. Tell me about those three acquisitions and what you think they're going to do in their roles this year.
Well, as far as Boris and LB, both guys got extensions this summer. We got their deals done. David Griffin did a fantastic job orchestrating those deals, and you know, we got them extended. Both great guys, only going to improve with time. Boris came in from a tough situation in Atlanta. He really expanded his game and is perfect for our style. Barbosa is just a kid that is extremely athletic, extremely fast, has continually gotten better, has kind of a funny-looking shot, but it goes in, so that's the main thing. And his speed really fits our style of play. So we're going to have those guys hopefully for a long time. And Jalen Rose was a player, obviously, that we had our eye on, and he's extremely has great experience. He's a veteran. He's scored the ball a lot in this league, and whenever you can add a player like that and make the numbers work, he's excited to be here. We're excited to have him. It's going to take him a little time in terms of fitting in the style of play and the chemistry, but being a veteran guy and being around and knowing how to play and having a good feel, I think he'll adapt very quickly.
So what has been the biggest challenge? I mean, you can lop it off into chemistry, you can lop it off in terms of all the best teams are really having some problems right now finding that chemistry, but what is the biggest thing that you think you're lacking right now at this very early stage of the season?
I don't know if we're lacking anything other than obviously we're not shooting the basketball well. We have to obviously get better defensively and rebounding, which we always talk about, and trying to incorporate a lot of guys. But I think the biggest factor is trying to figure out exactly how to incorporate Amari and make it fair for the team and make it fair for him. You know, we want to play him as much as we can, but we have to monitor him as best we can as well. So there's a lot of kind of things on the outside, not only with the team, that we're chemistry-wise just trying to figure out with Marcus Banks and bringing in Jalen Rose and fitting in Jermaine Jones somehow and see if he's going to get some minutes and fitting in Amari Stoudemire and bringing Kurt Thomas back from the injury last year and a lot of things. I mean, so it's not a fine science. It's going to take time. But I think the teams that handle adversity well and handle these things professionally eventually will get on track, and I think we're one of those teams.